The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. Quite a few years ago, back in the summer of 84, I was living the hardcore back-to-the-land Idaho panhandle hippie dream. Chop wood, carry water was the least of it. Two babies in diapers that I scrubbed in a tub on a board, the infant on the breast, goats, two of them, to milk daily, and no refrigeration, so cheese had to be made from the milk we wouldn't drink. A big garden, of course. Canning veggies on a wood cook stove, pickled eggs, chickens, ducks, geese, cats, a dog, and a fella who was more like a third child than a second adult. He worked for an outfit with a sign out front that said Swine Enterprises. Locally, it was known as the Pig Farm. One July afternoon, a couple came by the pig farm looking to buy a piglet they could raise for themselves. They looked like us and hailed from a region to the south called the Palouse. My fella sent them to our house to visit, have dinner, play a little music, and maybe even spend the night. They had a friend with them, a little guy with a bushy black beard they introduced as Charlie Brown. Well, this Charlie Brown checked out his surroundings and knew right off that it was my lucky day. He settled into the shade and began a recitation of the simple adjustments that would improve my situation. The fencing wasn't built right. I should be getting more milk from those goats. The orchard was in the wrong place. The firewood wouldn't cure by fall if it was stacked that way. That's not a proper water dipper. As far as I could tell, the only thing I had going in my favor was wearing my shoes on the right feet. I'll never forget that guy, the angle of his body in the chair, the way his limbs flailed every time he got a new idea. All you gotta do is this. All you gotta do is that. I remember being really incensed, but I don't exactly remember the things he said, or even how the rest of the evening played out. Music and dinner, for sure. We ended up doing that pretty regular with these folks, packing up our families and spending a weekend camped out at one another's houses. I saw Charlie Brown now and again, but not that much. People would say, oh, he was a lot different before the motorcycle accident. I do remember an evening beside a farmhouse in the rose light of August, looking past his face and daydreaming across the wind ripples in a wheat field, while he explained the mechanism of his acuity at predicting earthquakes. A lot of people have Charlie Brown stories, and that's mine. How Charlie Brown taught me one of the biggest lessons of my life. All you gotta do is. All you gotta do is. I'm telling you, anytime anybody tells me anything that starts out with all you gotta do is, already I am not listening. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.